members to identify salient community issues, concerned residents, and respected community leaders. After Kelman hired him, Obama followed Alinsky's rules by moving into the Hyde Park, Kenwood area he had been assigned to organize. Obama was not immediately drawn to seek out the African American churches to assist him. In The Audacity of Hope, Obama explains at length that he was not raised in a religious household. His mother approached religion as the anthropologist she was. For my mother, organized religion too often dressed up close-mindedness in the garb of piety, cruelty, and oppression in the cloak of righteousness. In his household, the Bible, the Quran, and the Bhagavad Gita sat on the shelf alongside books of Greek and Norse and African mythology. As always, Obama insisted that although my father had been raised a Muslim, by the time he met my mother, he was a confirmed atheist, thinking religion to be so much superstition, like the mumbo-jumbo of witch doctors that he had witnessed in the Kenyan villages of his youth. Why did he decide to join Reverend Jeremiah Wright's controversial Trinity Church? Obama explained that his community organizing experience in Chicago forced him to realize the fact that I had no community or shared traditions in which to ground my deepest held beliefs. Still, he openly admits, in terms Alinsky and Kelman would have easily understood, I was drawn to the power of the African American religious tradition to spur social change. The question then is this: was Obama's decision to seek out an African American church driven by his pragmatic need as a community organizer to have a base from which to relate to the community? Or was it driven by a conversion experience, an epiphany, in which Obama truly embraced Christianity out of faith and a change in heart and mind from his previously described indifference? From his first conversation with Kelman, Obama was made to understand that he could not ignore the African American church if he were to succeed as a community organizer. Yet during his time with the Developing Communities Project, Obama did not join a church. It was not until near the end of this period of his life in Chicago, when he had already received his acceptance to attend Harvard Law School. Obama recalls the concerns raised by various pastors that he did not have his identity rooted in a church. "Had I heard the good news," they would ask him, "do you know where your faith is coming from?" A Reverend Phillips was more direct. "It might help your mission if you had a church home," he admonishes community organizer Obama. "It doesn't matter where, really. What you're asking from pastors requires a good deal of faith on our part. It makes us want to know where you're getting yours from, faith that is." So, why did Obama join Trinity? New Republic senior editor Noam Schieber considered this question and rejected a cynical answer that Obama was a black politician who needed a home in a black church to gain credibility with his less educated, less affluent constituents. He also rejected a psychological explanation, namely that Obama, as a product of a racially mixed marriage in which the black father was largely absent, sought in Wright the father and the identity he never had. Schieber argued that neither explanation answers the important question of why this particular church, this particular pastor. Instead, Schieber pointed to Chicago Tribune reporter David Mendel's biography of Obama, in which Mendel writes that Obama first noticed the church because Wright had placed a Free Africa sign out front to protest apartheid in South Africa. In Mendel's view, Wright had the needed combination of being less socially conservative and better educated than most of the ministers around Chicago. So in choosing Wright, Mendel concluded, Obama found a counselor and mentor who could help Obama grapple with the complex vagaries of Chicago's black political scene as Obama sought to understand the power of Christianity in the lives of black Americans. One shouldn't reject outright any of these explanations. To these, we can add Obama's exposure to the Alinsky method, which taught the importance of churches and community organizing. Obama knew he needed a Chicago church if he were to advance in Chicago politics. Wright's involvement with black liberation theology had to appeal to Obama's leftist thinking, influenced as it had been by radical thinkers, including Frank Marshall Davis, Malcolm X, Frantz Fanon, and Saul Alinsky. Now add one more factor. Before Obama's baptism at Trinity, when he was nearly 30 years old, there is no other life incident evidencing he is a Christian. Obama had to know that running for political office, even state office, would be much more difficult to do if voters suspected he was a Muslim. While there is no evidence Obama has ever practiced Islam, other than people remembering he attended mosque with his stepfather in Indonesia, the most likely conclusion was that his faith was unimportant to him, or that he was an agnostic, maybe even an atheist. Yet once Obama became a member of Trinity, he had proof he was a Christian, as he professed to be. None of us can look into his heart or read his soul. The best evidence we have to judge by is, first, the record of what Obama has done, and second, what he has said about what he has done. Obama also gives us a tantalizing clue. In introducing Reverend